What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, sport events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Joe Rogan exposing the center left, saying they turned into crazy woke radicals. Before we do that, though, like always, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors. They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mix with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. As well, also, if you scroll below those three website links and you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, there's actual store locations in those states as well. And the Dizzle brand merch is on the store as well. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's see what Joe Rogan has to say.
Control and getting crazier and crazier. But to me, I think the real story of the 21st century in America, how we went from the Clinton 90s to where we are today, you know, in such a good place as a country. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were lots of problems, but not, we weren't on a national suicide like we are now.
No,
but to me,
he's
the
right.
real story
he's right.
is that the center became the radicals, and then there was nothing to glue the radicals back together. They lost any leg to stand on to be like, okay, that's a little bit too radical. That's a little bit too radical. Come back
right.
in the middle. So, which was basically the message of CNN through the entire Trump years. It was like, look, we don't want to go crazy socialist, and we definitely don't want to go crazy nationalist right wing. Let's just meet in the middle with Hillary Clinton and Lindsey Graham and the adults, you know, in the room
yeah.
who have destroyed the entire country.
Yeah.
And the I look at it like this, right? Like, let's say, hypothetically, if you, let's say we lived in a society that you, Joe Rogan, would consider a pretty decent society. Like, you know, I'd say what you want, you know, I don't even know exactly what that would be, but what you would be like, oh, this is a pretty normal society. You know, we don't fight stupid wars. We're not all at each other's throats. There's good health care, good education. Like, it's a reasonably what Joe Rogan wants society. And so now you're the centrist who supports the status quo because you like the country. You like what the government's doing. You think this is all good. And then some radicals came to you and made proposals. Like, this is what I think we should do instead of this society that you have. And let's say one was the most radical left winger that you know today. And one was the most radical right winger that you know today, saying all of their crazy shit. And you know, the left winger's like, we should have the woke police and hate speech laws and all of this. And the right winger's like, we should be nationalist and we should build a wall and we should, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then there was someone else who represents the neoliberal, neoconservative establishment order. And they came to you and they said, well, here's what I think we should do. I think we should attack 7 countries in the Middle East and slaughter millions of innocent people. I think we should spend ourselves $20 trillion into debt that we'll pass on to our children.
Wow.
I think we should build up a huge prison industrial complex and put people in there for nonviolent, victimless crimes. I think we should tax people and then bail out big banks and big corporations with the money. And you're just looking at these three people. Would it be obvious who the radical is? Would you look at the left winger and the right winger and say, well, that's really crazy, but this guy really has something to say? I think there's an argument that that's the most radical shit you could propose. So now those guys became the extremists, and now they have no leg to stand on to tell a radical leftist or a radical right winger, well, you're being a little bit too radical. So like, fuck you, you're too radical. Look at this whole goddamn system. You inherited America and destroyed it. So who are you? And then, truthfully, Donald Trump, I think, signified the, yeah, fuck the whole establishment. And then he did such a bad job with it that he handed them back one last out where Joe Biden could go, eh, isn't normal a little bit better than this? Let's come back to normal. But the problem is that normal is all of that extremist radical shit that destroyed the country. So that's where we are now.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I saw so many people on Twitter saying.
I agree with that. Before Joe Rogan gets into what he's about to say, I agree with that. Like, we were at a good place, you know, and then right around Obama's second term, it's like, you know, it's crazy. It's like you had white Americans like me and my mother that voted for the first time in our lives and voted for Obama first term. And then come second term, all this crazy left woke radical, you know, half America is racist. All white people are privileged and this, that, and the third. Like, wow, like, you know, it's crazy. He's right. It's really insane. I mean, like, I go out, me, my mom, not at the same time, but she goes out and votes for the first time in her life till when she's like 50 something years old, and she votes for Obama. And then I go out and vote for the first time in my life when I'm like, I want to say I was 30 something at the time. I was about 30 something at the time, and I vote for Obama. And in second term, it's like, oh, white privilege. Wow. Okay. Let's keep it moving, though.
It's so wonderful to have normalcy restored to the White House. It's like, you know, he's going to bed at night at a normal time, and he's probably being loving to his wife and this. And you're like, okay, yeah. But what are we doing as a country overseas?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening with the country? And there's always like some, it's crazy how there's always some
going to bed at
new
night.
Social event, some new thing that happens, whether it's George Floyd's death or the Capitol Hill attack, or there's always something where they can use that and invade more and more into people's lives and use this, the power of these ideologies. And force them against each other. It's like there's so many people now that are on edge, and right, like after the Capitol Hill,
he's attack, right.
Like rightly so. Like Jesus Christ, the fact that we got that close to these fucking maniacs, literally almost killing representatives.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, a guy like as crazy as it gets, right? A guy with war paint on and a fucking buffalo helmet is shirtless, standing on the floor of the Senate.
It was a pretty wild scene.
Wild fucking scene. But is that our biggest problem? Like, what is our biggest problem? What our biggest problem? First of all, how
the Democrats it is.
Like, what is getting us there? Is it social media? Like, what's accentuating this divide between us? And how come we can't see the argument laid out the way you just laid it out? How come we can't see, like, hey, look at what has gone on in the world by following this path that we think is like the standard path?
Let me touch on something you said. Like, what is gap? Is it, he was saying, is it social media that's got us so divided? I think what it is there's so many people that have their minds made up that you can't present any facts or any kind of evidence or truth to convince them to change their minds the other way. And if you can't, you know, somebody's got their minds made up, you know, one specific way, and you can't present facts and evidence, you know, and they are not willing to change their minds based on that facts and evidence, you really can't have a civil discussion with them. You can't really come to any kind of agreement. You know, if I present facts and evidence and you're still convinced, you have no facts and evidence to present whatsoever, zero facts and evidence, but I present all the facts and evidence in the world, and then you're still not convinced, there's nothing we can do to sit down and have a discussion and have an agreement on anything whatsoever. That's the thing. We're at a place where some of these people, they have their minds made up. You can't say or do anything to change their minds. You can't present no truth, no facts, no evidence. Their minds are made up. They will never agree with you whatsoever. And when you mindset is like that, there's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to sit down and talk about, debate about, or anything. You just go on your merry way. I go on my merry way. And that's where we're at, you know, with politics. You know, some of these people will always agree to disagree.
We think is like normalcy. We think is like back to back to basics.
Well, it's because we're so like zoomed in. We're so like living in the 24-hour cycle, you know, of like what just happened or what just happened. I mean, like stories like the accusation that Donald Trump was colluding with a hostile foreign power is like, what? That's years ago. You know what I mean? Like, that's not even like we're talking about what happened on the 6th of January when they invaded, you know. But if you just zoom out a little bit more and you're like, okay, but what really happened here? And why were the right wingers willing to go with Donald Trump? And why are they willing to storm the Capitol?
Right.
And even if it's just a few hundred storming, the rest of them at least protesting and tens of millions legitimate at all. And why do they have such little faith in all of these institutions? And I think, again, you could zoom back
very far,
but just keeping it in the last 20 years, it's like, well, look at everything.
Yeah.
Look at what everything was. They fucking, they fought all of these wars that everyone knows are bullshit. They've robbed the American people and just given all the money to huge corporations, the big banks. We have the just incredible levels of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like baked into the cake now, where we have the society where there's like crazy low interest rates and crazy high government spending. So all of the new wealth, I mean, Bernie Sanders nails it when he talks about this, although I don't think he looks at those as the reasons, but it's like all of the new wealth coming in disproportionately goes to the top. The whole system is completely skewed toward the already powerful because you have low interest rates. So now you have a whole speculating economy where everyone's got to get in investments and stocks and bonds and try to make money that way. And so, of course, the Wall Street speculators make crazy profits. And then if they fail, they get bailed out. And you have record high government spending. So the politically connected are getting all of this fucking money. So regular people are just more and more starting to realize like, hey, this whole system is bullshit. And fuck it, I don't believe it anymore. And I think it bubbled over to a point on both sides, on the left and the right.
But then there's like, okay, well, I understand what you're saying, and you're making a lot of sense, but what's the solution?
Thank you.
Like,
that's what I was about to say.
Something like the Capitol Hill riot?
Thank you. Like, that's what I was sitting there thinking. Like, okay, you're sitting there saying the institutions are bullshit, and I agree. But, like, Democrats' solution would be like, okay, well, there's a lot of fucked up police, so we got to get rid of all the police. Well, that's not a solution, because then that makes everybody fucking victim. As soon as you get rid of the police, like, criminals are going to be licking their chops. They're going to be just licking their chops to wait and rob all of us. I literally have to go to the grocery store with my 12-gauge shotgun and both of my shotgun shell belts just to get milk and eggs and a loaf of bread. Just because you motherfuckers think that just getting rid of the system completely, just, oh, we cops are, there's dirty cops. We got to get rid of all of them. Fuck it, we don't need them. That's not the solution. The solution has to be, okay, if these cops were using a lot of them are dirty or a portion of them are dirty, then maybe we need to use a different kind of cop. Maybe we need only like ex-military to be cops. Or we need like private militaries to come in and police states and cities locally. But this idea of just, that's the thing. Like he said, what's the solution? But their solutions are just get rid of the systems. But that's not the solutions. We have to either replace them or we have to fix them. Replace them or fix them. Replace them or fix them. Just getting rid of police is not a solution. Just getting rid of guns legally is not a solution. Because once again, criminals will be licking their chops. Because they got all the legal guns, and they'll be and all these crimes, most of these crimes that'll be done with guns, a lot of them will be done with illegal guns. So, yeah, what's the solution, man? You know, you can't sit there and just bitch and complain and not have a solution. I'm in the marketing and advertising business, and in the market advertising business, you always have issues come about. Website has an issue, and I this website has an issue and this website might do your press releases. Well, what's the solution? Find another website that does press releases just as good or if not better at roughly the same price. You know, but yeah, man, I agree, man. Like, this shit is so far out there now, you can't bring it back. You can't walk this shit back. It's like I said, when Democrats on camera calling all Republicans racist or Trump supporters racist or white supremacists or bigots or homophobes or transphobes, you can't walk that shit back. There's no you getting in front of the camera and apologizing. It's too late. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.